So it's Monday, and I am podcasting with the window open in case you hear some noises in the background. That's because I had the window open because it's so warm again today, and it's going to be warm all week. But this podcast is all about the new iPad. I have had the iPad now for about 3 days, and of course, I'm absolutely loving it. But I want to give my impressions of certain parts of the iPad. First of all, when it arrived on Friday afternoon around 1:30, the very first thing I noticed as I pressed the button to turn it on is the display. The display is absolutely stunning. It's amazing. I had my old iPad right next to the new one, and the difference in the display for the new iPad is just amazing. You would just the clarity, the brightness, everything is just amazing on this display. Everything looks beautiful on it. The icons, the background, the text, everything just looks unbelievable. So that alone was well worth upgrading to the new iPad. One thing too, that it displays photographs just beautifully. No matter really how bad of a photographer you are, the photos just look beautiful on the display. Speaking of the photos, the next thing that I really absolutely am in love with is the camera that is in this iPad. I know that a lot of people are poo-pooing the camera, saying, "Oh, who would take pictures with an iPad, and how would you hold the thing so awkward and all this?" Well, I'll tell you that I've taken pictures during the whole weekend of all various different things, from scenes to close-ups to people, and I think it does an amazing job. I know it's the same camera that's in my iPhone, but for some reason, I don't know why, but the pictures just look beautiful on this thing. And the camera has the autofocus. It has the face recognition. It's really good in low light. I posted, I don't know if you've been to the blog, but I posted several pictures over the weekend of different things I took, and I just think the quality is not amazing, but it's definitely an upgrade from the iPad 2. Of course it is. But I can use this now. The quality of these pictures, I can use them on the blog, other places like that. I mean, the quality is good enough to use them on that, on these different situations. And I actually did over the weekend. I used pictures for different reasons on the web. So the camera is another thing that I think is just a huge upgrade. The other thing, or one more thing, is the Verizon 4G LTE. Now, when I was talking about the iPad last week, I said that I think that I have a tower on the top of my building. I actually don't. I have an AT&T tower on top of my building, and that's why my iPhone gets five solid bars, and my old iPad got five solid bars on the cellular. But there must be a Verizon 4G tower close to me, because I get in my condo four solid bars. So I don't know where the tower is, but I must be close enough to get four solid bars. And at my partner's condo, they have a Verizon tower on the roof, and I got five solid bars at his place, which is just amazing, because I didn't think I was going to have that good of connectivity. Of course, that's here in the city, and right around the city, but I don't know what it's going to be like going out in the country. I haven't done that yet. But I am extremely pleased with the connectivity of the Verizon 4G LTE. It is super fast. I mean, I click on a web page, and it's already loaded by the time I blink my eyes. I mean, it's that quick. Very pleased with that. I know it's not going to be that way everywhere I go, but pretty surprising. One feature of the Verizon 4G LTE that I really like is the personal hotspot. That's actually the reason I got the Verizon, was for the personal hotspot, because there are times when I have a laptop with no connectivity, or my iPhone, I'd prefer to use the other connection instead of my limited data on my iPhone. So it is super, super easy to use. You just simply turn on the hotspot, give it a password, and you're in. Over the weekend, I was playing with my iPhone using the connectivity of the Verizon hotspot, and it worked beautifully. I mean, it loaded pages really quickly. I also connected my laptop to the Wi-Fi hotspot, and that worked beautifully too. I was able to, you know, search the web and get email and do Twitter and stuff on my laptop using the connection from the iPad. So this personal hotspot is really a cool feature. I really love it. And the interesting thing was, which I had never had any experience with personal hotspots before, so I didn't really know how it connected. But there are three different ways you can connect to the hotspot. You can do it through Wi-Fi, you can do it through Bluetooth, and you can actually connect the iPad directly to a computer using USB and use the connection that way. And I hadn't known about that connection before. So those three features right there, the display, the camera, and the 4G LTE make this iPad, I think, pretty freaking amazing. Now let's talk about the speed. It uses pretty much the same chip that it had before, the A5, but they call it an A5X because they upped the graphics abilities, which clearly it needs to if it's a display like this. I think it's pretty much the same speed as it was before. I don't see a huge jump in speed, maybe a little bit jump in speed, but it's pretty much the same as before, which is fine with me because I thought the iPad 2 was very quick. So there's nothing, I mean, I don't notice any difference in terms of launching an app or, and I don't play video games or anything like that, any graphics intensive things, so I don't really see that kind of speed either increase or decrease. So I really wouldn't know. But all the things that I did on my iPad 2, I do beautifully on the iPad, the new iPad. I haven't had any issues. In terms of the display, I did want to mention that any app that has not updated their graphics or their icons, the icons do look a little jagged for apps that have not been updated. I know that I have this one app called This Day. It's like This Day in History. And I'm looking at it right now, and it is a little jagged. It's hard to read the name on the app icon. But all the other ones that have been updated over the weekend, a whole bunch of different apps were updating their apps like Twitter and Foursquare and several others updated over the weekend, and things look beautiful with the updated icons. So yeah, I'm extremely pleased. I used the iPad over the weekend to post on my blog twice. It worked beautifully. The camera's nice. The Safari is fast. I guess I don't really know what else to tell you. I'm loving it. I think everything that I mentioned, here's the thing. I can't think of any drawbacks to it. Let's just say that. Because, you know, there are those who are going to find something that's wrong with it. Well, I haven't found anything that's wrong with it yet. And I don't think I will. I think I'm going to be pretty pleased with it. And having this Verizon connection, the 4G, I think the next time when the iPhone is updated, I'm sure they will get the 4G LTE, and when they do, I will get the new iPhone, because knowing now that the Verizon actually has a bigger coverage and I have better connectivity with Verizon, I will completely abandon AT&T and go with Verizon. Now, that's not to say that I was dissatisfied with AT&T, because for the most part, where I live and the city, AT&T covers it pretty well. But as I mentioned before, the only time I had issues with AT&T was outside of the city. The connectivity was pretty spotty at best in the country when we went to visit wineries. That may be the case with Verizon. I don't know, but I know that I've been at some wineries where the people say, when I say, "Oh, I can't get a connection," they say, "Yeah, you can only get Verizon out here." Then, you know, I know that Verizon will have better coverage in certain areas. So when the iPhone is updated, I'll definitely be getting that. Because I mean, how can they not go to 4G now with the success of Verizon? Now, speaking of Apple in general, it was reported today that Apple sold 3 million iPads over the weekend. A record. Record-breaking. 3 million iPads over the weekend. That is freaking amazing. Apple also had a conference call this morning. Or not a conference call, I guess they had some kind of financial meeting or discussion or something. And they have decided to, for the first time in 17 years, pay a dividend of something like, I don't know, $2.65 per share. And that will start in July. And then they're going to also over the next 3 years buy back $10 billion in shares. I thought that was interesting. I thought they were going to talk about investing their money somewhere, but they're the richest company in the world. And I can remember back in like 1997, 98, 99, well, early mid-90s, when Apple was doing so badly, people were just thinking it was going to, the company as a whole was just going to fail. And I totally should have invested then, because the shares were like $25 a share or something like that. And man, I would be rich. Well, I wouldn't be rich today only if I sold the shares. But that would be amazing how much the stock has gone up, because it closed today at another record high, $601 per share. Anyway, enough about Apple. You know, I'm a huge Apple fan, so I'm going to, of course, chalk them up. But I'm very pleased with the iPad. I think anybody who has an iPad 1, the original iPad, an upgrade to the new iPad is definitely a must-have. If you have the iPad 2 and you're pleased with all of the features of the iPad 2, there's probably not a major reason to upgrade, unless you are like a crazy Apple person like me and you love the latest and greatest. Then I would say upgrade. So, yeah. I think that's all. I did just want to mention that tomorrow's primary in Illinois is going to be an interesting one, and I might talk about that on Wednesday, depending on the outcome and what else is going on. So, here we go. I've gone way past 11 minutes, so I'm going to stop talking. But I do want to say thank you to all the people who have been commenting lately on the blog. I know Gary in Albuquerque and Mike Perry have left comments. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. Oh, Robert in New York left a comment about the iPad he ordered. So, yeah, thank you all for the comments. And, of course, you know, you're more than welcome to comment. Oh, you know what? There was a Google Voice today, and I don't remember what it was. You know what? I'll save that for Wednesday's podcast. So, because I didn't have time to listen to it today, so I don't even know who it was. All right, well, that's all for today. This is probably coming close to the longest podcast I've done in a long time. So I hope you all had a great weekend, and I hope you all having a great week. And until next time, bye.